Assume if you're black, you're on the grind. They give you no time to show what's really on. Assume if you fix your pants that you have a gun. They think they're rushing for the best, like an SAT test. Why can't this all?
It felt like the high school was my whole world.
They teach a lot of things that aren't really that necessary, and like they're great if you want to go learn those things, but they kind of force them upon everybody.
We don't trust anyone around us, except for if they show us a piece of paper that says they do. And so we have this dependency on academia, and we have this dependency on institutions to say we're worth something.
The whole feeling of like, hurry up and be creative. Okay, now we're done. Now let's go. We have to go to this next thing. And just kind of, you know, just that push of like, we're on such a strict time schedule that there's, you know, the kids are like, I want to do this all day, you know. Absolutely not. There's no way you can do that all day. It doesn't matter how interested you are. It doesn't matter, you know. You're going to do it under your desk and get in trouble.
What is like 6 hours of sitting and learning? And I think that all it is, all that's doing is preparing you for having like an office job. I don't know. Like not everyone wants an office job. Like office jobs seem boring because school is boring.
Think of kids in regular school. How much of their time is dealing with boredom? How much of their time is their brain trying to deal with what is being trying to be coursed into their heads?
On the street selling dope for dough, nobody's showing love. I don't care, I don't need it. The system is a gang, guarantee I'm a beat it. I'm a beast. The more you push me down, man, you're feeding it. The more you push me back, I push forward till I've defeated it. You try your best to push me down, you think you made a frown. Your comments didn't faze me.
Conventional school sets the pattern for us to follow a predetermined path throughout our lives. Bowen, teacher, Albany Free School.
The medium is the message, you know, it's like the way schools are designed and ordered and rode, that's the message. This is what life is. Life is structure. Bell rings, I get up, I go to the next class. Whether you complain or you're like, you're still doing it in public schools, you know?
It is set up so that it's hard to break from that path without fearing failure.
Things that people do on a daily basis are pretty much formatted for them every day. You know, like not everybody, but most people, like if you think about it, like you get in your car, you go to work, you have people that are in like their 30s and they're depressed because they don't know what they want to do with their lives because they've never had to think about it. They've never even thought about it.
Kent, student, Puget Sound Community School.
I was going through school and then I was going to go to college and then I was going to get a job. And then if you don't go to college, then apparently you never get married and nobody ever loves you and you don't get a job. And that's just how people are trained to think there. And that's so different from what I want to be.
Often schools don't have the time, resources, or the flexibility to focus on who kids want to be or who they are and where they're coming from. Steven, advisor, Met School.
Everyone, they compare everyone with the same exact standards. And it's like, how can you compare somebody in different settings, in different locations, different socioeconomic backgrounds, all those things, yet you're gonna say, you're better than this other person? I have a student, Pedro. English is a second language, you know? So he's, when it comes to English, he'll be first to say, he's not a good reader, he's not a good writer. In a traditional school, you know, we'd look at his testing and say, he's not a smart kid. He is one of the brightest kids, hardest workers, one of the nicest guys, and is a smart kid. He's done some incredible things.
In 2002, President Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act, requiring all states to create standardized assessments that all students must pass annually in order to receive federal school funding. If schools do not meet the national standards for 5 consecutive years, the local school board must close the school, combine the school with a higher performing school in the division, initiate a state or charter school takeover, or dismiss the administrator and staff and start over again. So far, approximately 2,300 schools are either now eligible or nearly qualify for restructuring under No Child Left Behind. And in several cities like Baltimore, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C., the school takeovers have commenced. Critics cite that the law takes power away from parents, teachers, and students, and forces educators to teach exclusively to the test, and that it puts power into the hands of private companies who make the tests. Additionally, the law requires all students' names to be distributed to U.S. military recruiters, and the testing law's requirements are extremely fuzzy and discriminating towards students who are learning English as a second language.
Wendy, organizer at the Making Changes Freedom School, also teaches at Contra Costa Public Schools.
we're forced to do a 2.5 hour curriculum, you know, language arts block every day, and it's totally scripted. They don't leave anything for, you know, imagination. It's, you know, just follow the plan, follow the, you know, the whole lesson plan is laid out. And it's all because, you know, ranging from test scores, that's, you know, the main thing that everyone's worried about now, you know, how do we raise these test scores and the standardized testing. And I think that's a big problem right now, because all our kids are being force-fed is how to take a test. And it's taking out from, you know, becoming well-rounded people.
Wendy also laments the assessment based on these test scores.
Our collaboration meetings are spent on looking at data, on, you know, how do we raise this kid's test scores, and how do we target this group of kids to, you know, bump them up. And all these kids are already far below basic, so, you know, don't even worry about them. And it's really frustrating for me, you know, as a teacher, and, you know, wanting to reach every kid and wanting these kids to really develop critical thinking skills, because that's what's lacking. We're not giving these kids critical thinking skills and how to apply it into the real world.
My mom, she asked me what kind of grades I got in math. I looked her in the eye. I told a bold-faced lie. I said I had an A and I would pass. She knew me better. My mom, she begged me for the truth. I shrugged my shoulders. Confessed I had a D, but it was the best work that I could do. I don't understand why so much stress is put on academics.
From state testing to high school exit exams to college entrance exams, it seems like kids are drowning in a sea of acronyms. HAP, MSPAP, NCLB, WASL, SAT, ACT. When they cry out for help, all that comes out is a letter bubble. What can they do but fill it in with a number 2 pencil?
They have the high school exit exam. And, you know, they'll be working these four years really hard. They'll have the grades and the units, but they won't be able to graduate because they can't pass this test.
I took the ACT test last night just to get a feel of it. Oh, my gosh, it just saddened me. I just started to cry because how that is not what learning's about. That's not what intelligence is about. And I just felt sorry for kids that might not have the patience to sit and do that test in a particular way, and then they're being rated by, you got a 10.
As teachers working for change in the public school system in this country, Wendy and Dennis from the Met School, who you just heard, find themselves at odds with the tests and the policymakers.
So that our President Bush feels how well you do on the test is what decides if you are smart or not smart. We believe the opposite of that, okay? Learning is something very different than what you do on a test.
I tour. Yeah. Everybody take your seat. I'm about to take y'all to school now. So pay attention, y'all. It's that time of year again. I know you all remember. Been 2 months since we said, see you in September.
On top of standardized testing, students today also face a myriad of other issues. Budget cuts resulting in fewer arts, sports, libraries, and special education support, heightened security and administration, application-based charter schools taking funding from public schools. Another issue common in public schools is the funneling of students into different levels of achievement, or tracks, often based on their race and class. Scott, teacher, Living School, Boulder, Colorado.
And so you can track kids from the time they're 6 years old, and if they weren't ready to learn how to read, they get tracked off into this different direction that then those are the kids that are falling through the cracks for their entire schooling careers.
Another policy that creates inequality between students is the inequitable funding from school to school and constant budget cuts. Wendy.
About 14, 15 years ago, our school district almost went bankrupt, and the state of California gave them a bailout loan with a really high interest rate. Part of our debt, you know, was because they were paying back that loan, and so the budget cuts announced that they were going to cut out all the sports programs in the high schools. All the school libraries were going to close down. All the counselors were going to be laid off, maybe about 200 teachers laid off as well.
Due to current policies, various school districts are cutting out every subject that is not deemed vital. Stephanie, teacher, Clearwater School, Seattle, Washington.
The lowest achieving kids are in schools where the only classes they get to go to are math and reading. And then they get a PE period, which, you know, it's like, good for you, you figured that one out.
In schools that do still have their core subjects intact, students like these young women from Making Changes Freedom School often find the content of their classes irrelevant, outdated, and without context.
So our school won't teach us stuff that, like, it won't teach us black history and race history and stuff. They won't tell us the truth.
Meg, intern, med school.
You've got the, like, really salient truth that, like, the typical content of traditional schools is, like, male-dominated, upper-class, dictated stuff, you know, that comes out of history books, and it's dead white guys, you know, and it's not very relevant.
Joanne, teacher, Paulo Freire Freedom School.
I were writing, this is my theory, the people who write the standards are the people who are specialists. And so you get all these, like, history teachers together and history professors, and they get together and they say, oh my gosh, everyone needs to know, you know, the English Revolution. Critical. Like, that's so core to understanding social studies. And to them it is, because they're so, you know, they're so immersed in their field that they can't imagine someone not knowing that. And to me, that's not a core piece of information that everyone needs to know.
Judy, director, Dane County Transition School, Madison, Wisconsin.
I could play the game, and so I could get through school to where I'm at now, but I didn't learn. I don't remember the wars. I remember the tests. Give me the dates of this war, which way did this general move? Hell, I don't know if you guys remember, but I don't remember it.
Though experiences vary, many teachers and children find school to be an unhealthy environment. Miriam, student, Albany Free School.
Like, guys, I used to, like, sit in corners all day at my public school. I went there for, like, 2 years. I hated it because, like, I had to dress in these, like, boring clothes, and all the kids thought I was weird.
I always cried every night before when I was forced to do my homework.
Sophie, student, Village Free School.
Fourth grade, my teacher was, like, incredibly mean to me, actually, and he made me really depressed for a couple months. It's like extremely depressed, or it affected everything, and then also he made me develop really severe anxiety, which I still have. I don't know what really did it. It was like forcing me to do my math, and if I didn't get all my problems right, then I have to do it for the rest of the day. And it's like being in fourth grade and having someone telling you that there's something wrong because you're not learning your math.
Even though not every child develops visible trauma from school, most young people could offer some critique, if asked. Miles, student, Albany Free School.
I'm pretty sure that there's no one in high school that is every day excited to go and sit down at a desk for 7 billion hours and learn the same thing every day and then do tests and be judged on what they know.
Scott, teacher, Living School.
I think the big cultural shift that I want to see is to help our culture at large see kids as people and see that what we're doing to them in the public schools is not only not serving them, but it's damaging. The No Child Left Behind Act, the constant testing, the rigors that they're trying to run kids through in the name of education is hurting so many kids in this country. And it's all in the name of competition and in the name of trying to maintain our superpower status.
But teachers don't want to hurt kids. Countless public school teachers across the country are struggling, often against the system itself, to make a difference in their students' lives. Vernon, volunteer, Olympia Free School, Olympia, Washington.
But when I was in schools, it just seemed like I saw all these teachers that had that intention, but just got swept down this really fast current that you just can't, you just get so exhausted just trying to swim against that the whole thought and psychology of compulsory schools just takes you down.
Wendy.
Teachers are being threatened, or they're scared to speak up because that's happened in our school district where five teachers actually wrote a letter saying they weren't going to do some of the stuff, and two of the teachers were involuntarily transferred. One of them ended up leaving the school district, and another one, in their evaluation, they were kind of requested not to rehire. And so they're getting reprimanded for, you know, for speaking up, you know, in because they what they really want to do is just, you know, provide a curriculum, provide, you know, a learning experience that's beneficial to the students. And the current mandates aren't allowing for that.
Unfortunately, the culture that this creates, both in schools and afterwards, turns out worse for some people than others. Those who come to school with less privilege and resources, immigrants, children of color, children with different ability and education needs, low-income students, must face the harshest realities. Meg, intern, Met School.
This content and also the skills that go along with it are all part of a system that's like, that is a really oppressive, really violent system towards a lot of the students who are in the schools right now.
How is it that children, teachers, and parents alike could be so discontent in a system that is public, paid for by citizen taxes, run by elected officials? Bowen.
You talk about public school, it's not really public. Like, it's a government school. I mean, these schools, every policy in that school is dictated by the government, not by the public. Like, you talk to 9 out of 10 teachers are against testing and the way that it's being implemented, yet they're doing it. So how is that public? The public didn't vote on No Child Left Behind. The government did. And who lobbied the government? The test makers. Look at all these inner city school systems where, you know, you get to high school, the percentages of kids that start in 9th grade and actually graduate in 12th are like 30%, 40%. How is that successful? Who's that working for? It's working for the system that wants to keep, you know, oppressed people oppressed and disempowered. It's working for the select few kids that end up succeeding.